This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pump it up, won't you go pump it up?
It is Friday, and we thank you guys for kicking the weekend off with us. Moose, Breezy, what's up? Social media is a dangerous place. How many of you have been in a situation where you found yourself going viral on social media in a not so positive way? Let's talk about it.
I really need that cough button. Yes. Oh my God.
You know, it's getting to a point now where online has become a place that is being used as a weapon against people and as a tool to bully other people along with just fraud in general. I mean, if you have a story you're willing to share on how you or someone you know dealt with something similar to this, maybe your identity or photo was stolen or used for something online, just call us. Let us know what happened, because too many people go through it every single day.
Every single day.
Lily, who we have on hold, perfect example that it really doesn't matter how old you are. It can happen to pretty much anyone. And, The situation, too, right now is that more and more people are dealing with this day in and day out, and it's super scary. Let me get her on the phone with us. Hi, good morning, Lily.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Lily. Thank you for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me.
Before we get started, I just want to apologize for the nightmare that you just recently went through.
Oh, thank you. It's been rough. To say the least, it hasn't been fun for me or my family, but we are just trugging through. What else can I do?
So for other people who, you know, because I want to make sure not everybody feels alone on this, because it happens to so many people, and I know it's really relatable. Anybody that uses social media, this could happen to anyone at any given time. So do you mind just breaking down your story and what recently happened to you?
Well, last month, actually, I made a video, and it was just something to promote my TikTok page. I'm fairly new with my TikTok page.
Okay.
And I woke up Saturday morning to 40 messages in my Facebook inbox. And It was all these people saying, you know, have you checked your Facebook? Have you seen this? And everybody is sharing a post with me. And I see the post is a picture of me. But in the picture, it's kind of cropped in kind of close. And you see my whole body.
Right.
And the caption on the picture is who I was cheated on with.
What?
Now.
Okay. Somebody is accusing you of cheating, but they use your photo.
Yes, somebody is accusing me of, I guess, of being the mistress, using my picture. And this woman, her name is, well, this might not even actually be a woman. It could just be a bot. It could be a guy in another country just using women's pictures. But it also just goes to show you how scary social media actually is.
Mm-hmm.
When I first looked, there was over 1,200 reactions, over 700 comments. And as the day went on, it I think got up to about 24,000 reactions.
Oh my gosh.
And people were sharing it in mom groups. They're sharing my picture in home wrecking groups.
What?
They're sharing it in meme groups, like groups I've never even heard of.
Lily, what are some of the things they're saying as far as the comments?
Yeah.
The comments were, I would have cheated too. This girl looks better than you. And even though this person did me wrong, I still think bullying is unacceptable on all levels.
Sure.
But then there's a lot of people who are saying cheating is wrong, and this girl deserves bad things to happen to her, basically.
So basically, long story short, you go to bed one night, you wake up, and you find mm-hmm. that you have 40 messages in your inbox of people saying, mm-hmm. hey, did you see this post? Someone used your photo and accused mm-hmm. you of you cheating or having an affair with their husband.
Yes.
And where did the post come in of the picture of you standing next to your name?
Well, that was my picture on my Facebook page.
Okay.
I mean, it was shared in so many different groups. I was able to get that the person who posted the picture on Facebook, I was able to get that person to take it down.
Oh,
but
really?
At that point, yeah, they took
the
it down.
The damage had been done.
Yeah, the damage was done already. It was too late because it's shared. People take screenshots.
Let me ask you, Lily. You're married with children, yes? Do you have kids?
I am. Yes,
okay.
I am married. I've been married for 5 years. I have two boys. And my husband, thank God for, you know, the way he is and that he is just a saint.
Yeah.
Because he's getting frustrated with other people, but he knows that this whole thing is not believable.
But,
and that's the thing, Lily, you're lucky too, because let's say people are in an abusive relationship. This could go south mm-hmm. real quick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yep. I mean, there's been a part of my past where I don't think if this had happened back then to me, I don't think it would have went so well.
Oh, God.
So I'm very blessed that I have the husband I do have, because he knows, and he's not accepting it, but he knows it is what it is. Like,
right.
There's nothing that
no blame is placed on you.
Right. Yeah. And he knows that it's these people just, like, I guess, you know, they're getting paid because they're making money off this.
Or, mm-hmm. God forbid, they start taking pictures of your kids.
That has me so paranoid. I said to my coworker earlier, I had said, I'm about to pull a 2016 Taylor Swift and delete everything.
Yeah.
I am.
This is a lot to go through, you know? And
it is.
And there's so many teenagers that go through this, too.
Yeah. I wanted to actually make a point about that,
please.
Too. Somebody whose mental health could be really struggling right now, and then they're getting all these hateful messages. That would be a really unfortunate thing for them to get.
Correct.
Messages like this.
Yeah. Lily, I'm sorry that happened to you. I really appreciate you coming on to share your story. What's one of the things, if somebody goes through something like the situation you just went through, what can they do?
I mean, I had everybody I know practically report the page.
Okay.
It doesn't really necessarily do anything. The post is still up. People are still either saying that the guy, you know, he was smart to cheat, or that, you know, they call me all sorts of names now. I have to just live with this now. And this is, you know, it is hard with my job. For me, the one thing my best advice, do not read the comments.
Yeah. Yeah. You can spiral real quick after that.
Yeah, I found myself going down that rabbit hole this weekend, and I had to just disconnect from social media. Also, if you are not in the spotlight, make your page as private as possible.
100%.
Yeah, that's
make
a good
point. Make it as private as possible.
It's
you
so
can't
hard
trust
for
anybody.
I know, it's so hard for people to do that, though, because a lot of, especially teens, their one goal is to grow that following, you know? But Lily,
so sad.
I'm so sorry that happened to you. Thank you again for sharing your story.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
All right. We'll talk soon. Good luck.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
I think the scariest thing about this is going to bed, thinking everything is fine, only to wake up to an inbox full of messages from strangers. And sometimes those messages are death threats.
It is the most jarring thing ever.
Yeah.
Because this actually happened to me.
I remember something similar like this taking place to you.
We got to take a quick break.
Yeah. What is the worst? I mean, what makes it worse is not having a clue as to what the heck is happening to.
Mm-hmm.
But Breezy and I, we do want to continue the conversation coming up. So if you do have a similar story and how you dealt with a negative situation that happened to you online, We'd love to hear from you. We're going to take a quick break and get to your messages coming up next on PXY. Stay there.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
You can kiss the days of taxidermy goodbye.
Okay.
Because right now we have a larger than life exhibit at Rochester Museum and Science Center. And no, these animals are on display, but they are not stuffed. They are made out of Lego bricks. Yeah. Sean.
Explain, please.
Sean Kenny's animal superpowers made all of these animals that are now on display at the Rochester Museum and Science Center. And visitors will be able to take a somewhat wild adventure discovering the supersized animals with their own superpowers. So, with that being said, I'm looking at the photos right now.
Ticket prices, please.
What?
How much?
Oh, I don't know. However much it costs to get in there.
I don't know.
To get on in there.
$20, something like that?
Plan your visit, shall we? General admission is $22.
That's what I thought. Okay.
And if you're a student, it's 21, not the dollar discount. So they're going at you with a full animal experience. You know how much I love animals here on this show.
Yeah,
huge
we all
huge animal lover.
Huge.
Massive. You know, PETA was like, absolutely not to the taxidermy. And they're like, fine, we'll do Legos. So there's some full-size animals, a polar bear, which is pretty much life-size, made out of Legos, a tree frog. What else is in here? There's pandas, a jaguar, a bird.
I love it. I love
it. You have
all of
plenty
it.
Of time to explore this exhibit because it's running through the end of May. Like
oh,
I
wow.
said, go
okay.
grab your ticks and send it.
Do you remember when your mom turned
60?
Your dad and or excuse me, not your dad, but
what?
Your old dogs in a taxidermies.
Yeah.
So she can put them in the laundry room.
Yeah. And you wonder why I'm not like a huge dog girl.
Yeah.
It's just too far. It's just gone too far.
All right. Give $21 if you're a student, $22 for general admission.
I will say it's pretty impressive. Although I'm not like, I just can't believe that people can do this out of Legos.
That is not easy to do.
Do you see this?
Yes. They look real.
I'm scared. I'm absolutely terrified. Look at this dragonfly. Look at that chimpanzee.
That's a panda. I just feel like we're super lucky to have Strong Museum.
It's and not right strong. Here. It's Rochester Museum and Science Center. It's not strong.
I don't know why.
Very different.
Just forgive me.
That's all right.
So here's the deal, you guys. If you missed the call we had with Lily earlier, her social media photo was stolen. It went viral in a very terrible way. Take a listen to just some of the call we had earlier with her. Somebody is accusing you of cheating, but they used your photo.
Yes, somebody is accusing me of, I guess, of being the mistress, using my picture. But it also just goes to show you how scary social media it actually is.
Mm-hmm.
When I first looked, there was over 1,200 reactions, over 700 comments. And as the day went on, it I think got up to about 24,000 reactions.
Oh, my gosh. Nothing like going viral overnight. If you have a similar story on how social media just ruined your life or how you were scammed, we'll talk with you coming up next on PXY. Stay there. Welcome back to the show. It's Friday. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. This hour, we've been talking about how scary of a place social media has become.
Yeah, it's really, really bad.
If you missed the call we had with a woman by the name of Lily, she shared her story on what happened after her picture online was stolen, used against her, in a really, really awful way. Take a listen to some of the call. Somebody is accusing you of cheating, but they use your photo.
Yes, somebody is accusing me of, I guess, of being the mistress, using my picture. But it also just goes to show you how scary social media it actually is.
Mm-hmm.
When I first looked, there was over 1,200 reactions, over 700 comments. And as the day went on, it I think got up to about 24,000 reactions.
Oh my gosh.
And people were sharing it in mom groups. They're sharing my picture in home wrecking groups.
What?
They're sharing it in meme groups. Like groups I've never even heard of.
tough scene.
Yeah. You know what else is also so scary? Is that these groups exist. Like,
oh, I know.
You have no idea. You have no idea.
You can wake up to death threats and you have no idea what's going on. And it just goes to show you it doesn't matter how old you are. It can happen to anyone.
Do you ever watch that documentary, Don't F with Cats?
I watched it three times.
Oh, wow. I don't think I could watch that floating head in the bathtub three times. But that just goes to show these groups exist and they're private and they're out in the open and they will literally do anything to take you down or expose somebody.
Sure.
Because it's all about mob mentality, right? It's all about trying to feel like you're a part of something.
You know, I think the scary thing, and Lily brought this up in her call at 7:10, the scary thing about social media today too, especially with teens, is the fact that I know we've been talking about mental health a lot on this show because it's September, and September being Suicide Prevention Month, those conversations have come up. And if something like this were to happen to somebody very young that's unstable or is really going through it right now, that could be could be really bad.
They did a movie called Cyberbully.
That's right.
That was a really eye-opening movie because there's so many young kids and teenagers that have died by suicide. Oh my God, I will never forget. Megan Meyer, she was, I think she was 13 at the time, and someone on MySpace, she was beefing with some girl, and her mom, the girl's mom, was on MySpace saying really horrible things about her, and she ended up taking her own life.
Yeah.
And it's like, I remember having a conversation with my mom about it, and she was like, you know, nothing is everything is irreversible, or like you don't do something that's irreversible. You know what I mean?
And you can't take it back.
Right. 100%.
Reach out to us if you have a similar story, 585-252-9800. We'd love to hear from you. What's the thing that happened last year?
So last year, actually around this time, I woke up to kind of similar to this, a couple of different messages from coworkers, a listener, a family member saying, hey, I think someone is catfishing or using your photos or created a fake page to promote money that was being distributed from not only me, not only you, but the station as a whole. And they said they were, because we sometimes on this station do $1,000 giveaways. That's like an Odyssey initiative, and we do that all the time. And, you know, it's just promotion. But I really feel like it was really hard because I woke up and there was this whole page made pretending to be me saying that go sign up at this website with our pictures and our logo and our emblem and everything, and saying that if you put your credit card information in, we will get you $1,000 back. You're in the running to win $1,000. It was scamming so many of our loyal listeners. And, you know, a lot of people are smart enough to not fall for that. But, like, when you see me promoting something and you follow me on Instagram and you know that I do that for a living and I share things that I love and I want you to also be a part of, why wouldn't you go and do something like that? So that was really, really scary because it's not just, you know, me or you on the line. It's the station on the line. And there's a lot of legalities when it comes to that.
They used both of our photos, and I was waking up to all these messages on Facebook, and I couldn't figure out what the hell anybody was talking about. They're like, Moose wins the drawing. I'm like, for what?
Right.
They're like, we put our credit card in. When do we find out about the $10,000? I'm like, you know about a contest that I have no idea about.
And like, I know it sounds really stupid, and I know it sounds very like, I don't know, like status and clout chasey to have a blue check mark on things. But like in that instance, like it really is important because you just don't know what's real and what's fake. And I made a point to make sure that like I reached out to Facebook afterwards. I was like, I need to be verified on this account because this is what's happening. Mm-hmm. And I don't want, you know, at the hands of my listeners suffrage. Like I can't have that. You know what I mean? I have a responsibility as a public figure to protect my audience from clowns like this. And
I'm not saying I'm upset that they used my photo. They did use some really nice filters on me. So that was humbling.
They literally used our headshots that we approved.
Very flattering.
Yeah, very strange. And you know, to go back and look at it, it looks legit because they, I guess now on Facebook, or there's a way that you can edit the date that something was posted. So even though you posted it yesterday, you could say it was posted September 27th, 2014.
You want to get at somebody and ruin their life? Look what so-and-so said back in the day.
Yeah.
That's who you're friends with? It's really a scary place. I'll say it again.
This is Cass from Irondequoit. My sister put me on an escort site with my phone number. Wasn't even my picture. I had random guys calling and texting me all day. Why would your sister...
Sounds like you guys got a great relationship.
Why would your sister do that?
You guys are thriving. Sorry that happened to you.
Yeah.
All right, guys, just be careful out there. You know what I mean? Be careful what you post.
People are evil.
You know, go through your kids' phones, figure out who they're talking to. You know, I had to learn the hard way. My parents found out 7th grade. I was talking in some weird chat rooms after school. Apparently, they were not women I was talking to. So, what are you going
to
do?
You're like, Mom, I'm talking to Hillary Duff. She's like, that's not Hillary. That's Chuck.
Some guy named Sergey on the West Coast. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
98PXY.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.